to you. I'm just stopping and starting it, giving it to you within the full context. Paul writes in Romans 16, verse 17. See, I go to the Bible. It says, "Now I urge you, brethren, keep your eye on those who cause dissensions and hindrances contrary to the teaching." Do you want to know what the teaching means? The doctrine. Now here the Bible adamantly is opposed to what Fred just said. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to have to rewind this thing again because I want you to hear within its context and listen again.
That may be my feeling, so you pray about that. But listen. I don't even want to be a part of something hindering those six churches. Man, that grieves my heart deeply that the offer of simply a place to come and meet together. I never thought about doctrine. You know, doctrine is what screwed the church up all this time anyway.
Now, when a person says that, you must confront him with Romans chapter 16, verses 17 through 19. I've been trying to do this for years. This guy will not give me an audience because all I want to do, and that's why I come on the radio in doing this, and that's why I'm doing this, because I'm trying to reach you people and so that you can ask the very same question. Paul says, "Now I urge you, brethren," the implication is that he's talking to Christians, "keep your eye on." I told you that Ram Radio does internal affairs division for the church. That's what I do. I'm keeping my eye on. That's what the Bible commands me to do. Keep your eye on those. That means you're looking at people. I'm giving simple exegesis of this. Keep your eye on those who cause. In other words, there's a cause and effect in this world. Every word that's being stated, every deed that is done, it is affecting something. Keep your eye on those who cause dissensions and hindrances. Now, he would say that I'm so petty and I'm causing dissensions. No, 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 no. That's not the way you do it. The ones that cause dissensions and hindrances contrary to the teaching which you learned. And then Paul says at the end of verse 17, "and turn away from them." He specifically says that.
Of simply a place to come and meet together.
Listen again.
I never thought about doctrine. You know, doctrine is what screwed the church up all this time anyway. None of us have all the right. I thought we were just going to get together.
Did you notice he said none of us have all the right, and then he stopped? Let me finish the sentence for him. It doesn't take a rocket science to figure out what he was trying to say. None of us have all the right answers anyway. That completes the sentence. But the reason that he stopped, because he knew that he had a group of men sitting there that did have the right answers, me being one of them. See, when you confront a heretic, they have to say that. They have to reveal what they are. And in his anger, he says, you didn't hear that. All right, I'll back it up and I'll play it again for you. Listen.
Place to come and meet together.
Listen closely.
I never thought about doctrine. You know, doctrine is what screwed the church up all this time anyway. None of us have all the right. I thought we were just going to get together in a place that was committed and dedicated to the Lord.
Now, you know what? If you believe this man only thought that that was about prayer, you have another thing coming. That gathering, that meeting, was to authenticate him as an Orthodox pastor in our community with full rights and privileges as any other person. Because during the early 90s, and especially now, these word faithers have surfaced as the example of what biblical Christianity is. Now, let me continue to read this scripture because my time is swiftly going away. And please, no phone calls today. I don't need to take your phone calls. I don't need to listen to you. You need to listen to me. You need to have a discussion with your friends, with your family. You need to have a discussion with these word faith so-called people that push this stuff. You need to, if you're a word faith pastor, if you're a word faith teacher, you need to call Fred and say, man, did you say that? Did I say what? Did you say the doctrine screwed up the church? No, I never said that. And then you need to play the tape recording that you just tape recorded me, you know. And then, is that your voice? What did you mean by this statement? And what did you also mean by none of us have all? What did you mean by that? Were you telling me that we don't have the answers? Well, if we don't have the answers and we have an open Bible, why can't we get the answers? Fred, is God a cosmic killjoy? Would he have it to be that way? Fred, do you promote the myth of the rich Jesus? And do you incorporate that into your theology? Why believers should be rich, Fred? Because, Fred, you made a quote on December 19, 1990 that goes like this, and I'm quoting, "The whole point is I'm trying to get you to see, to get you out of the melee of thinking that Jesus and his disciples were poor, and that, and then relating that to you, thinking that you as a child of God have to follow Jesus. The Bible says that he has left us an example that we should follow in his steps. That's the reason why I drive a Rolls Royce. I'm following Jesus' steps." Now that's in the Ever Increasing Faith program on TBN, December 19, 1990. You need to ask Fred, did you also say that, Mr. Man? You know what? We know better than that. Frederick Casey Price also likewise boasts that if the mafia can ride around in a Lincoln Continental town car, why can't the king's kids? That's in Faith, Foolishness, and Presumption, page 34. That's the reason, and I'm still quoting, that's the reason why I drive a Rolls Royce. Can you believe that someone would make a statement like this? But no, you guys still don't have enough proof, do you, that this guy is not a Christian? Word faith does not produce pure Christianity. You can talk about me all you want while I'm driving in my Rolls Royce that's paid for and I got the pink slip on it. Talk all you want, bad mouth all you want. Don't hurt me in the least. Doesn't bother me. It's a whole lot easier to be persecuted while I'm riding in my car and I got the pink slip than it is when I'm riding in a car and own my soul to the company store. Quote, unquote. Any man that would talk like this to anyone cannot be a pastor of the Lord Jesus Christ. He cannot be. That is arrogance. In an interview, Fred Price justifies his position by saying, and I'm quoting, "If I'm going to represent him, then I'm going to get you to follow him. And if I'm going to get you to follow him, I would have to show you something that is better than what you have now, or why would you want to change?" That's ridiculous, but that's what he said. See, then this writer asks, is this how the apostles did it? Well, of course, that's not how they did it. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to just feel me today. That's why I don't need you calling me on Ram Radio. I need you to feel me. I'm not trying to stop this guy from being rich because I believe he has enough money in the bank that if he never opened up that hockey court down there again, that he would have enough money to suffice the rest of his life. Why does he continue to do what he does? There's a certain arrogance in people like that that continue to propagate that. See, there's a certain prestige that comes with being an African-American word faith icon. You know, it's kind of like that rap singer, Master P. Somebody told me that that guy is worth about $20 million. I'm going to tell you, you can be worth $20 million and on your way to hell. People, I want to tell you something. It's not about money. It's not about that. It's about God and his righteousness. And if you don't know that, you're going to miss the mark here. I only have a few more minutes before I go off the air today. And let me share this with you, and so that you can understand the seriousness of what I'm dealing with here. We are dealing with a situation that is serious in our community. And if we don't begin to turn around in our way of thinking, we're going to succumb to this. Look, my time is up. I have to go. Thank you for listening to Ram Radio today. Next week, we'll receive the calls, and hopefully we'll have some more interesting dialogue for you. Listen for the name and address at the end of the show that Mark Ramsey is going to give you. And thank you for listening to Ram Radio. Whatever you do, I want you to stay into the Word. Mark?
We hope you've learned something new during our study. Ram Radio is listener-supported. To support this Bible-based ministry, please make your check or money order out to Pastor John Coleman and mail it to 4401 West Slauson Avenue, number 107, Los Angeles, California, 90043. To reach Pastor Coleman at Enter the Word, the Biblical Alternative, dial 323-293-7335. Visit Pastor John's website at www.johnecoleman.org. Once again, send your financial support and correspondence to 4401 West Slauson Avenue, number 107, Los Angeles, California, 90043. Please make all checks and money orders out to Pastor John Coleman. This is Mark Ramsey. Until next time, watch out for the Rams.